through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, g'day, Tim. How's it going?
G'day. What's up?
What's up? Shaka.
Shaka to you also.
This makes us sound really uncool, Tim.
Nah, I don't know. Oh, no, you're probably right.
I think you guys sound pretty cool.
I think we're just outing how uncool we are on here. I think people already knew that.
I just jumped in. I've been rained on because it's Auckland.
It's Auckland.
And I'm a little bit late, so I'm probably off my game for...
What happened to that Facebook page that used to be like, is it raining in Auckland? And then just every hour it was like, yes, it is. It's raining, yes. That was all the updates.
On the tangent of rain, it's actually the first time I've ever heard it pelting on the roof today. Well, since I've been in this studio.
Isn't that lovely?
That's how heavy it was.
Isn't that good?
Rain on the roof.
I'd bloody love to hear it. What are the dams at today? Have we hit 60 yet?
Oh,
we're at 55 the other day.
Should we talk about media?
Yeah. So...
what's going on?
As you covered in your own BFM news on the hour, there's a National MP named Hamish Walker who has fallen out of favour for the second time in as many weeks.
Oof.
This is the same guy who sent out a letter. I'm going to get the countries wrong, but he was like, we've got to look out for all these people coming back with COVID
from
like Pakistan and India and stuff. It's like, hey, my dude, America is the number one threat to planet Earth right now. What are you talking about? This feels a little racially motivated. So he was already facing the heat because of that. Now this new fun thing's happened. So here's the dealio, if you've tuned out.
Fill us in.
5 days ago, there was a leaked list of 18 named COVID positive patients, which was given to the media. It was given to Stuff, The Herald and RNZ. The government came out super forcefully and said that there would be an urgent investigation. And the Minister for State Services, who is Chris Hipkins, said that he wasn't ruling out criminal penalties for whoever the leaker turned out to be. I mean, this is serious stuff.
It is serious
stuff.
This
is people's medical information. That is,
and their addresses.
Oh, yeah. It was
like their whole thing.
Full names, ages, where they've been quarantining. So that's like hotels or hospitals. There's a lot of very personal details.
Aye.
And also the fact that, you know, their COVID status, which is a medical detail.
Totally.
So then... they were going to form this big investigation. They were kind of in the way of doing that. And then yesterday, this National MP from Clutha Southland by the name of Hamish Walker was like, I did it. Whoops.
Oh, no.
And it's very bad.
It's terrible.
Todd Muller wants him gone. It got revealed that he got the list from Michelle Bogue, who is an incredibly long-serving former National Party president. And she, this isn't even like the first time she's been embroiled in a leak. There was a big thing where she leaked some ACC details in 2012. The crazy thing is Michelle Bogue is one of these people who is a commentator on everything. Like, she's always on News Talk ZB, she's frequently on the AM show, she writes for The Herald, or at least did until very recently. She's all over the shop.
Mm.
And she's a super frequent panellist on RNZ as well. So she has she obtained this list in her role as the chief executive of the Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust, a position which she's only held since September. It's an insane way to get the list. So she put out her own press release yesterday and said, I gave it to Hamish Walker. I didn't know he was going to leak it to media. That was bad. I quit. Don't blame the helicopter trust. It's like, what are you two freaking... what did you think would happen? What was the game plan here? Was this like...
why would you just pass that on? No.
I think the intention was they were trying to do a big gotcha to the government by saying, look how easily obtainable these names were of COVID-positive people. And I just think that they've read the room incredibly right, because the whole rest of the country is just like, we're pulling our socks up, one Walker, team of 5 million, all of that stuff. And here are these two asshole Machiavellian Nat people just like, how do we stir the pot to the absolute max?
And so this is, people are calling this like dirty politics.
It's beyond that, man. It's borderline criminal.
It's pretty dodgy territory.
I don't know what kind of legal protections MPs enjoy, because I'm not a lawyer. Don't know if I mentioned that in my intro.
Tim Batt, not a lawyer.
Chris Hipkins, the minister, did say that they were pursuing criminal charges.
Yeah.
It turns out it's this guy, Hamish Walker. I know that they've got some level of privilege and stuff that they can, like, talk about in the House and release in the House and that kind of thing, but this seems different, it sure would be a fun court case to play out in the media to see, like, what would happen.
So this got leaked to various media outlets, but to my knowledge, no one actually then published the list. Is that right?
What a great point that I failed to bring up. Well done, Rachel.
You're welcome.
You're totally right.
Just
the media did totally the right thing, I think. They didn't release any names, personal information whatsoever. They merely reported on the existence of the list itself.
Yeah.
Which, hypothetically, is probably what Walker and Bogue wanted anyway, but...
But also that seems to have backfired quite spectacularly.
Oh, yeah. I just don't understand the lack of forethought. Like, this was always how this was going to go. Did they think that they weren't going to get found out it was them?
I don't really know why anyone would want the name. Like, I don't understand what...
I think they were trying to prove a point about how lax the security was around the data itself, that it was quite easily obtainable. There was mention that it wasn't password protected. And look, that may well be true, and that should be taken seriously, 100.
Perhaps there's other ways to have that conversation.
Yeah, I think so. And also, we're in the middle of a freaking global pandemic. Stuff's going to get a little bit messy at the moment, it's like robbing a bank, right? Because everyone got sick who was on security and going, oh, this bank had it coming, look at their lax security. It's like, hey, maybe you don't rob a bank.
Nice analogy.
I don't know.
Thanks,
didn't
Tim.
Really work. The other item I have is, this is quite massive as well, Stuff has quit Facebook entirely, at least for the time being.
This is kind of like our New Zealand continuation of the conversation we've been having over the last couple of weeks.
It is, and it's even bigger than that because, so what's been happening, if you've heard the last couple of media bets, you'll know that there is a campaign called Stop Hate for Profit, which is a large amount of very huge corporations have joined this movement now to boycott Facebook and its platforms for the month of July because Facebook does 3/5 of F-all to stop discrimination and hate speech on its platform, and campaigners and activists have basically released a list of demands for them to change that and how they can go about that. And in the meanwhile, these huge corporations have stood alongside these activists by pulling all of their ad revenue from the platforms.
Okay.
Which is how Facebook makes all its money. Stuff have actually gone even further than that. They've not just pulled all their advertising spend, they've pulled all activity. Like, they've left Facebook. So Stuff are just not going to operate on Facebook for a while.
So does that mean there's no, like, you know, Stuff Facebook page, Stuff, you know, Instagram, anything like that?
I should have bloody checked, eh?
But
I don't know if they've, like, gone dark on it for the month of July and maybe they'll bring it back or what, but...
What does this sort of mean for the new way that Stuff is running as an organisation? Is this kind of, like, in fitting with their, you know, MO as a business, or is this a bit, out of the gate?
I think that's dead right. I think this new CEO, Sinead Bosher, and man, I hope I'm saying your surname correctly because I'm going to need to keep saying it, so I should really look that up. This is the CEO who bought the company for $1 in this kind of like executive package move and then announced that the employees were going to get some sort of share profit agreement later down the track, rescued it from an international buyer or potentially collapse. And generally that move was met with a lot of positivity and joy among the media and journalist circles in New Zealand. And so this is like another big bold move from her.
Cool.
Because this is the biggest news website in the country. It's the fifth most trafficked website that we have in New Zealand.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
And to get off of Facebook and its platforms is massive. It's a big move. And they have said that they're doing it for ethical reasons. And I guess they're doing it for the good PR. And I guess by talking about it on BFM, I am playing right into their grubby little hands. But I don't mind, because the ends justify the means.
Hardcore. Hey, Tim, that is plenty in the media this week.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm sure we'll probably have more to say about both of those things in the very near future as well, so we will talk to you again next week.
See you in hell, Bogue!
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.